100 years to live.
Ooh, the Britney Spears conservatorship is basically turning into a family argument. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Traynor.
Hi.
And we've known this. Like, this is a
I was going to say, it's been a family affair since she was a baby, but what do you mean specifically about the battle today?
Okay, so it's intensifying.
Ooh.
So remember the most recent news was that Jamie Spears was requesting that the estate of Britney Spears cover his attorney fees.
Yeah.
To the tune of just shy of $1 million.
She can do whatever she wants, but, you know, she's got to pay me millions of dollars to do it for her.
Right.
What?
$890,000 for these attorney's fees. And now, Lynn Spears, Britney Spears' mother, as of yesterday, filed documents with the court that she demands that they reconsider those attorney fees and that they do not pay $890,000. I almost said million. That would have been a lot. So here's what the document says. It was filed yesterday and obtained by People.
You mean the magazine, not like just individuals, right?
Yeah, I mean the People of People. By the way, I was in Des Moines this weekend, and the People, I mean, it is a presence there, Meredith Publishing. Mm-hmm. It's like a whole situation. They're like...
Their headquarters are there, right?
Yeah, exactly, which also is funny to me. We talked, my husband and I talked about this. Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
Is where the hotbed of celebrity gossip comes out of, just FYI. Yeah. Anywho, so Lynn Spears filed this document with the courts, and then that was obtained by People magazine. Lynn says that that 4 months fee of, 4 months, by the way, of $890,000 from Jamie's law firm Holland & Knight includes several fees that were procedurally and substantively improper. That's a hard word. Can you say that?
Substantively.
Whatever. Thanks for
that word.
Speaking on my behalf. She claims
concretely.
She claims that the firm requested compensation for services that were not performed in good faith for the benefit of Britney. And she wants them to review the attorney costs and that at least $225,000 should be immediately repaid to the estate, because she thinks that she says that she's assessed that that figure, that $250,000 roughly, it's just shy of $250,000, was to promote the image of the attorney of Jamie Spears and the image of Jamie Spears.
Yeah, I mean, this is the like quandary with this entire setup, is that this conservatorship is there for Britney Spears and allegedly, supposedly, shouldn't be doing anything that doesn't further the benefit of Britney Spears. Yet these people have, you know, are collecting, you know, six-figure salaries, and I'm not exactly sure to do what, and clearly somebody who knows a lot more about the situation on the ground is Lynn Spears, and so I can totally see how somebody close to Britney would be like, I'm not sure this $890,000 is best used for your benefit versus the benefit of the people who are sticking it in their pockets as quickly as possible. I would be like, can I see the like QVC receipt that goes along with this $890,000? Because I need to understand how exactly
you came up with that figure.
Yeah, exactly. Not only how did you come up with that figure, but how is this benefiting you? Like, if we didn't spend this, what would have happened to Britney Spears? And that's why I think they need to set her free. Set her free.
Agreed. But let's now go back to the thing that grabbed headlines yesterday that we talked about, which was that video that Britney Spears posted on her Instagram over the weekend, where she was rocking back and forth and talking about how she's doing. After she talked first about a red refrigerator and whether spinning makes her dizzy, she finished that conversation by saying, you wanted to know if I'm okay, and I'm okay. I'm just taking a break. We forgot to talk about that yesterday. What's she taking a break from?
Well, I would imagine her career is what she meant in the sense of, like, she's not performing, right?
Right, but that's, like, not new news. She's been, like, taking that break for a while.
Yeah, well, I think what we heard from Britney in that video was very much talking points that have been fed to her by all sorts of people. And, you know, she's clearly in contact with her mom, but she's also in communication with the people that her dad has hired. I don't know that she actually talks to her dad. It doesn't sound like she does.
It doesn't. You're right.
But people who are allegedly, supposedly there to, you know, protect her and that, like, what, from herself? I feel like there's just a bunch of people around her that are not healthy, and hopefully her mother can wrest control. At least that's the Lifetime movie that I'm watching in my head.
Right. Well, and what's interesting about it is I was feeling like, you know, Jamie Spears knew that this objection was coming from Lynn Spears. Was this video on Britney Spears' Instagram sort of a preemptive attempt to smooth over what's going on behind the scenes by saying, I'm fine, nothing to see here, nothing to see here?
Yeah, although, but again, we go back to that weird paradox of, like, that video didn't show that. Like, anybody with sane eyeballs is not buying that story, clearly.
I'm going to see that because I agree with that and then raise you this TMZ article. Now, what do we know about TMZ?
Well, in the past, they seem to be very quick to trumpet things coming out of Team Britney, and Team Britney is, by all accounts, her father.
Yes.
So anything that comes out of TMZ about Britney, I would be like, if it says it's coming from Britney, be very careful. It could be coming from her father.
So here's the headline. Britney Spears' I'm Okay video isn't a secret cry for help, despite fan theories. And then it goes on to say that, no, there's like, there really is nothing to see here. Britney really is fine. She did all of that on her own accord.
But that doesn't, I mean, if she did that of her own accord and we have eyeballs, we can see that she's not fine. But
okay,
tell us the contrary and we'll believe you, not at all.
To that point, in fact, a source close to Britney says the exact opposite is true, that she, that the way the video is edited, so there were some people on Facebook saying it looks like the video has been edited to leave out some pieces.
Sure.
And this TMZ article says that's not the case. In fact, the opposite is true. The way the video is edited is actually all Britney's doing.
Okay.
She edited the clip herself, and there isn't a longer version in existence. But wait, there's more. Go ahead, though.
I mean, if you're having to frame by frame tell people how Britney's seemingly nonchalant Instagram video is, like, you've lost the narrative. Like, who does that?
Mm-hmm.
Who has to go to TMZ to tell people, oh, it's fine, everything's fine? Because
right,
that we're fine.
Why
you
wouldn't
need to tell us
exactly?
It's fine. Because what you're doing is saying, like, oh, clearly you can't see it's fine. This happens all the time in other areas of our lives, some of which we don't talk about on this show, politics, where people something happens and people are like, oh, that's not what you saw.
Yeah.
You saw
if
something
there's a
else.
Word
it's
for
called
it.
Gaslight.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. So, remember how I said, but wait, there's more? The source also says Britney is not reading from a script. And if you're wondering why she's swaying, because we talked about that,
yeah,
right?
So whoever responded listened to the episode of our show yesterday.
Exactly. She's swaying because she's shy and fidgety. That's all. There's nothing else to it.
She is one of the most successful, dominant women in pop culture, and you're telling me she's swaying because she gets nervous on camera? Have you watched a video with Britney Spears?
She has been on stage in arenas.
Yeah, well, and she's also sat down. Go back to the Diane Sawyer interview. Don't think she was probably rocking side to side. It looks like to me, and I don't know nothing, but from a layperson's perspective, it appears that she's probably medicated, or there is severe, like, there's something not typical of Britney's behavior. And again,
or she's like being
I'm not qualified,
threatened.
But I'm just giving you my eyeballs perspective.
Yeah.
And if you have to counter my eyeballs perspective, that means that I've gotten to you. Because again, if I'm Jamie Spears and I'm like, I don't care if people, like, people can have their conspiracy theories. I'm not wasting my time. Because remember, how is our opinion shaping Britney's care? How is what you and I are saying?
Yeah, it shouldn't be
a threat to how Britney Spears is cared for.
Right, it shouldn't be, because which is how you know something is going on.
Well, exactly, that's my point, right? So, like, if we're getting to you, and I don't think it's just us, but like, if everybody is like,
no, let's just pretend it's just us.
It's just us. If I were Jamie Spears, I'd be like, I don't care what they think. Mm-hmm. They're entitled to think what they want. And they just need 3 hours of radio to come up with. So fine, go for it. But I'm not stopping what I'm doing to lie to TMZ to counter that unless... I'm actually trying to cover something up. Because they're afraid, at the end of the day, that this will lead to $890,000 not going in the pockets of very... high-paid lawyers.
Exactly. Well, TMZ is on to us, and so they conclude this article with the following sentiment, and I have a feeling I know how we'll respond to this. Of course, no explanation will be good enough for some who want to believe their own stories, but we've been assured the honest-to-God truth is Britney isn't crying out for help.
That's so weird, the honest-to-God truth. Have you, whenever, I was just listening to somebody this morning on a podcast say something like, do you want the truth? Or let me tell you, or God's honest truth, .. Usually when that's employed, it's because you don't believe what you're about to say, or you're like not normally being candid. Like, you don't say that for emphasis, right? Like, okay, sure, you do kind of once in a while, right? That's fine, offhanded. But generally speaking, if you're in this moment, this very serious thing, if you're like, you know, we're assured this is really the God's honest truth, why do you have to say that?
Also,
God's honest truth? Can't you just give us the regular truth?
Can we also talk about how, like, truth is not necessarily black and white in all cases? Like, it could very well be true. Many things could be true.
Yeah, tell me what you mean.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, like, there might be a gray area that we don't even know about because we have very few facts. We don't know much. But it's not necessarily that we're wrong and Jamie Spears is right, or that Britney feels one way. Like, there is a lot of stuff that we're not privy to. So say without beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is the one and only truth. That don't make no sense.
Also, why wouldn't you just say, hey guys, there's a lot you don't understand.
Yeah.
Trust me when I tell you she is being cared for, and this is in her best interest. And at some point, like, maybe she'll... I also find it very interesting that she never talks about any of this stuff. And I don't think that's intentionally her choice. Like, that doesn't add up to me. She's a grown woman.
Right.
And, like, people are running around her going, like, it's like a weird thing where, like, somebody is, like, on fire and people are running around going, nobody's on fire. Nothing's on fire. But they're, like, constantly running, like, this person's running around on fire. Mm-hmm. These people are around that person running around going,
nothing's on fire. There's no fire. There's not a fire. That's not smoke. It's not fire.
And meanwhile, like, flames are shooting.
Flames?
From the side of her face.
But it's true.
Flames are shooting off and things are getting singed and we're all like, I think somebody's on fire.
Because, listen, if Britney Spears was really okay, if everything was A-okay, Britney wouldn't be going to court trying to get her dad removed from the conservatorship.
Yeah, we're again, this is all money.
Money! When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
The spectacular Spectacular. Elizabeth Reese is here with us, and she's brought all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert. Hey, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, you guys. Hi. Nice to be with you on this fine Tuesday.
And also with you.
Very much appreciated. Scott Rudin is going to step back from film and his streaming work amid this alleged abuse scandal. Now, I haven't talked about this too much with you guys in the dirt alert, but I'm sure you all have covered it on My Talk 107.1.
Correct.
He said that he was stepping back from his Broadway endeavors, but then just today added that he would also stop his work in other media as well. So he's a big time producer, and he has had some issues with his former staffers who have accused him of abusive workplace behavior.
Let's just say his last name is appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Right. He apologized for his behavior, and some workers said that he was so awful to work with that it caused them to develop physical problems like ulcers.
I read the account of one of his assistants who had type 1 diabetes and had sort of arranged to have a break in the morning to work out. And essentially, he ended up firing that person. And creating more problems in their... I mean, it's just... He doesn't seem like a real nice guy.
No, he's been dubbed a bully. That was in the Hollywood Reporter. He was accused of smashing an Apple computer monitor on an assistant's hand in 2012.
No big deal.
That assistant had to go to the emergency room. A guy named Andrew Coles was an assistant at that time and said, "We were all shocked because we didn't know that sort of thing could happen in that office, but we knew a lot could happen. There were the guys that were sleeping in the office, the guys whose hair was falling out and were developing ulcers. It was a very intense environment, but that just felt different," referring to the Apple computer monitor incident, saying it was a new level of unhinged, a level of lack of control that I had never before seen in a workplace.
You know, the thing that I think about with this story is two things. Which that makes no sense. The thing I think about is two things.
But you know what? Thank you for letting us know. So we'll listen for two.
So there's two things coming. One is, I hope on a human level, this creates a change in behavior. And that sounds so obvious, right? But like, oftentimes we get lost in the like, "You're terrible," part of the story. And it's easy for us because we didn't experience it. But like, this dude's going to work again. And, like, I hope that he has learned. Like I want to hear those stories of people who engage in this type of bullying behavior who are like, "Wow, that hit me like a ton of bricks." Or, you know, maybe it doesn't and fine. Like, that you're probably not going to work much because people just aren't going to put up with that anymore.
Right.
So, like, but that's what I'm curious about. Like, does he have an awareness? Like, he's saying words, and those words are probably coming from, like, a really well-paid, like, crisis management person, but like, on the inside, is there a change in behavior?
Boy, I would hope so.
Because but again, we're not those people, probably. I would be horrified. I mean, obviously, if I'm breaking people's, like, if I'm breaking,
really, yeah,
like, you'd hope. And I know I'm being a little cockeyed in my optimism, but that's the one thing. The other thing is, I am so glad people aren't putting up with that behavior anymore. And like, going forward, just won't, because we've all been in situations before, at least I think those of us of a certain age, where you sat in a workplace and been like, "I can't believe this is happening now."
Yeah.
And it's because of power that allows people to get away with behavior like that.
No, I think you're right. And I think there's just a cultural shift in what's acceptable in a workplace and what isn't. You know, there was a time when it was sort of like that intensity, that sort of bullying almost was admired
and rewarded
Absolutely. And was like, this person is so good at what they do that they can behave like that. And I think now that's shifting. I mean, particularly,
especially
I think
with creatives,
see it everywhere. Yes, but right? Creative people are often given like a pass, or super talented people who are on the air, like you two.
Yes, we are.
You two might have been given a pass in the past, but those days are over.
Where is that damn pass?
I know, I was going to say, we should have taken advantage of that.
I know, you totally should have.
Well, I bet, Elizabeth, you know, now you can spill all the beans, but I bet you've worked with people in your medium.
Oh, yeah.
Before, where you're
like... I've worked with yelling people, for sure. Oh, yeah. People who yell and scream. I mean, newsrooms are very intense environments. I think that's shifting too, though.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of things about, I mean, thank goodness, there's a lot of things about throughout my career. You know, it's spanned 20 years now in television.
Yeah.
That's so wrong.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. But it's been that things have changed. And you always heard a lot, you know, I heard more horror stories too.
Oh, I'm sure it was, yeah, like it's just been passed down. And there's this whole thing of like, it's the abuse cycle, man, right? Like, yeah. Not to oversimplify it, but it's like, you know, people pass it down because that's what they learn. And like, oh, you can't complain because
we had it worse.
Yeah, and the way, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, that's where they keep the control is in the passing it down. It's like, well, this is how it is.
Yeah. The times they are a changing, yes, my friend.
I like it. Get, hey, Elizabeth Reese, thanks for that wonderful dirt alert.
Thanks, guys.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have some pop culture mysteries to solve. We do that in the form of blind items. Holly's going to bring them to us. We're going to attempt to solve them after this in the segment we call Blinded by the Item on MyTalk 107.1. We've got some pop culture mysteries to solve on the Colleen and Bradley show, MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And we do that in the form of blind items, which Holly's brought for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Oh, yes. Celebrity gossip mysteries never sleep. Mm. But this one's going to be challenging, oh. So let's try to figure this out. It is no secret that members of this reality family had sex with male porn stars.
Okay.
It is no secret this deceased A-plus list person made porn and ran in the same circles as boyfriends of the reality family. It does make one wonder whether any member of the reality family hooked up with the dead A-plus lister.
Ooh, now, okay.
I don't, yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
I forgot what my question was. So, are we led to believe, Colleen, that this is like a Kardashian family?
Yeah.
Okay, but you said it was going to be difficult.
Well, because...
Is it the A-plus list person who made porn?
Yeah, it could be any number of people, I suppose.
Also, what a weird thing, like, male porn stars. Like, there's, like, a male porn star hotline.
But it's not... Yeah, exactly. 1-800...
Male porns a lot? I don't know.
Male porns a lot?
I'm just thinking, like, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh. Sir Porns-a-Lot.
Okay. I guess that would be a good one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, deceased A-plus list person.
Means not a celebrity...
Well, it,
per se, actor.
Yeah, it's not. Now, thinking about the comment section on crazydaysandnights.net, this person or people are celebrities, but to your point, Bradley, they are not actors, actresses.
But A-plus list, huh? So this should be something.
Ran in the same circles as the boyfriends of the reality
family.
Which is
weird.
Well, that to me, okay, so go with me. I don't like this. I want to be clear about this before I say it.
Oh.
But they have a tendency to keep company with people who play.
Basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So is it like Michael Jordan? Well, oh, no.
No, I'm thinking, and I don't want to say it.
Oh, dead A-plus lister.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know, I don't even want to say it. So I'm not going to, but you all, everybody else do the math. Is that on the list?
That's on the list. Because at one point I thought, Larry Flint?
Okay.
Because he made porn.
Ew.
I don't know. Because he did pass away.
Oh, but
away.
It could be, but, you
You're
know.
You're saying that one of the Kardashians hooked up with Larry Flint?
Could be. Also Hugh Hefner.
That's what I was thinking. Could also be, could because, be Hugh Hefner.
Because Hugh Hefner was also on this list.
I mean...
Who because is there nobody in the comments? Is that why we're struggling?
Yeah. I mean, there's no consensus in the comments section, but Kim Kardashian posed for Playboy at one point in time. Mm-hmm. And people used to hang out
like
in the
Hugh
grotto.
Hugh Hefner was hanging out with boyfriends of Khloe Kardashian.
But they would have been at the Playboy Mansion.
Would
I
they?
Mean, that actually makes sense. I mean, who didn't go to the Playboy Mansion?
I didn't.
I mean, us, but...
Yeah, like most people, actually.
But others.
Like about four disgusting...
I mean, like Kelsey Grammer hung out
yeah,
at the...
exactly.
Okay, sorry.
Exactly.
Good point.
It does make me wonder whether any member of the reality family hooked up with Hugh Hefner. I mean, I guess maybe that I could... I'd buy that for a dollar. Not Larry Flint, though.
But he recently passed away.
I mean, I get where you got there, but I ain't buying that.
But remember also, too, that the Kardashians had a very close relationship with Joe Francis.
at one point in time.
Oh, Girls Gone Wild.
Girls Gone mm-hmm. Wild.
That's, but he wouldn't be an A-plus lister, would he?
He's also still alive.
That's true.
Oh, true. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But not, I guess, I suppose, the logic being
I was that going they down more out. The athlete route, the A-plus list
which
athlete
route. Which is the route. One I don't want to say, but Lisa yeah. just, Lisa Marie just tweeted us with that guess. And I just, I don't. Yeah. I have a hard time sometimes with...
Well, I know we feel like we're somehow like...
Speaking ill. Yeah. That's what I don't like is, yeah. It's not true. It's all speculation.
Gossip!
Lies!
All right, another celebrity gossip mystery. Judging by the outbursts as of late, NT lawyer thinks the former tweener turned A-minus list adult singer has moved beyond California sober and is back to the hard drugs.
Demi Lovato. Oh, man.
Let's hope that's not true.
Yeah.
But I will say that was a little out of character.
Yeah, the beef with the big chill frozen yogurt.
Yeah, because we didn't talk about the second part of that. Did you see the doubling down yesterday?
Yeah, that happened after the show.
No, what? Tell me what happened.
So she, again, to catch the audience up to speed, Demi Lovato criticized and called out publicly a frozen yogurt place for including... diet products that she felt were triggering for people with eating disorders, mm-hmm. Specifically herself. And I think like the sugar-free stuff and anyway, called them out. They were like, yeah, so we actually offer those things for people with other conditions like celiac disease mm-hmm. or diabetes, et cetera. And she was like, well, but still you shouldn't do that. Let's maybe work to do something different. And before that, now I'm forgetting the double down. The double down was wherein she went after a cookie. They were like, she posted a photograph of a cookie that they had put on their Instagram that
yes.
was like considered guilt free. And they were like, yeah, actually, that was from like years ago. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah. And then she also was claiming that the media was trying to silence her. And she put this on her Instagram story. Now, there is a headline from CNN.com 3 hours ago that Demi Lovato apologizes for shaming frozen yogurt shop. Yes, that is a headline on CNN.com this afternoon.
Yeah, okay. But from what I read, it was somewhat of a lukewarm.
It was a sorry, not sorry. Here's the apology.
Well, I mean, that is her song.
Good point.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm very outspoken about the things I believe in. I understand that sometimes my messaging can lose its meaning when I get emotional. I am human.
I mean, that's true, and that's fair. It happens.
Mm-hmm. Oddly, we just got a pitch. I'm not kidding, because I was trying to read up on the controversy, and then an email came in. It's a pitch about somebody to talk about the Demi Lovato guilt-free eating disorder, big chill controversy.
Oh, who's this weird? Expert?
It's a food expert and anti-diet culture activist, Christine Delosier.
So it's funny because yesterday, I remember saying to Elizabeth, like, this is a good argument with a bad...
Yeah.
Like, you're using your finger to point at the wrong person.
Yeah, I think you said good argument, wrong context or something around...
Wrong subject or whatever it is. Like, this is not the moment... And also, I just think there's a lot more power in reaching out directly. You mm-hmm. have a lot more power as a celebrity to reach out directly to people.
Well, this is also a thing that I can't get on board with, is this putting businesses on blast on social media.
It's not
a good look.
For yeah. what? I would always argue, like, sure, it's a platform, use it, do it. But for what?
Sure.
And what was she like? If I were her, I would have asked the question. If I was close to her, I'd be like, ask yourself, what do you intend to achieve by doing this?
Yeah.
And if you can achieve that thing in another way, maybe try that first. Your first reaction doesn't need to be to just call them out. Again, right. yeah. It's tricky because there are times you could make an argument where I would say, sure, do it. But this one just seemed a little off.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and she continued to double down in the DMs when the store explained, well, we don't carry these cookies that you put us on blast for. And then she just said, you know, do better, the customer is always right.
And kind of what this blind item, even if this blind item is not true, you got to believe she's in a personal sensitive space right now.
Yes.
And I that's why, like, personally, I would be like, girl, maybe now is not the moment.
Yeah, dial it back. Yeah.
Let's take care of yourself. Yeah. Because you don't want to get caught up in, well, now what she's caught up in, which is she's got to defend herself. And it's like, now you're taking your eye off the ball, which is your own... self-care.
Which is not the first time she's been caught up with some bad takes, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't typically end in a good, healthy space.
Because then you get caught up in being the social media, quote-unquote, character of the day. And then the conversation starts to escalate into places, perhaps, that you didn't necessarily intend them to be.
And not just you.
Right.
But anyone that's involved in that conversation, which in this case is the business.
Yes. Right. The big chill with
which
changes.
Is not like, you know, Amazon.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
Like, it's a small business.
Right.
Or at least I'm assuming it's a relatively small business.
I mean, I don't think they're like a franchise.
Yeah, it's just a Froyo shop. So, That's happening.
Do we? Oh, no, we don't.
No, we don't.
Darn it, darn it, darn it.
We had a valuable conversation.
Oh, sure
I agree. I just love those blind items so darn much.
I know, I do too. I know, I know.
They're just my favorite.
I know.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, a new reality show that is sparking a protest in Byron Bay.
Oh.
And news on Zac Efron's relationship.
Oh.
After this on My Talk 107.1.
Sure, okay. Mm-hmm,
no.
And cloudy.
Oh, yum.
I know, not rainbow sprinkles, though. I wish.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be great if just, like, rainbow sprinkles came down instead of rain?
Well, they would until you had to clean them up and, like, your shoes would get all cruddy.
I would just catch them on my tongue. Thank you.
Yeah, but then you'd catch them on your feet, and then you'd track them through the house, and then you'd have to vacuum them up, and then you'd get ants.
Welcome to the positive Colleen lately. And negative Bradley show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything
you're always
entertainment.
So positive.
Colleen Lindstrom.
Very mature Colleen and Bradley show. Only where sophisticated
right.
and yes. enlightened yes. conversations
Absolutely.
Happen.
Yeah. I would eat it with my tongue. I did not say it like that. Also, tell us about your aunts. You got aunts?
I know. I got aunts.
Sorry.
In my pants. I literally had ants in my pants the other day because one was crawling up my leg. I was like, I think it's time to put some traps down.
Yeah.
Okay, great story.
Can I tell you about a new reality show that sparked an actual protest in Byron Bay?
By all means. I mean, so, one can imagine.
Byron Bay, it's kind of a hot spot for celebs these days.
Oh, especially American celebs who want to be like continental.
Right.
Without going to Europe.
For example, our fair Zac Efron has been living there.
Oh.
The one and only, what's his face? Chris Hemsworth.
Are you okay?
And his wife, Elsa Pataky.
And they, they kind of started it, right? Because they're Australians.
Actually, like, live there. Natalie Portman has spent time there. Matt Damon has spent time there. It is, like, the hot spot for celebs. Well, there's also going to be a reality show that is going to focus on Byron Bay influencers who live in Byron Bay. Because, again, hotspot for celebrities equals hotspot for influencers.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to be called Byron Bays, B-A-E.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm. Byron Bays. And
it's
the
clever.
People
clever.
Of,
I wish we would have come up with that.
Right? The people of Byron Bay are irate about this.
Oh, I totally am here for this.
Such that surfers staged a protest. I can't even. It's so Byron Bay, I can't even. Ready? 100 surfers paddled out to sea on Tuesday to form a cancel symbol off the coast of New South Wales in the hope that Netflix will cancel their Byron Bay's series. The mayor of Byron Bay has spoken out and said you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody in Byron Bay who is for this. He said you'd be struggling to find one person who supported the plan. He said that this sounds like a vacuous and fake show that could damage the town's reputation.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. I thought you no, I that, didn't want to interrupt
I mean,
you.
That's like, there isn't much more to it. Everybody's just complaining about it.
You could go a couple different directions with this story, but I think I'm just in a place where I'm like, says the people who already have all the things. Like, think about all the people in that community who are going to get jobs thanks to this.
Well, what's interesting is apparently the businesses of Byron Bay are banding together and refusing to serve anybody who's there to help produce that.
And I have a counter to that. What does this remind you of?
And I it will remind you of something.
No, you're not going to fail it because you will remember this. There is another community. Mm-hmm. That is sort of a tourist destination to begin with. And then a reality show showed up and like the town was like, get out of town. We can't be having this. And I think even like a governor got involved. Think of a controversial reality show or at least one that pushed people's buttons.
The Real World?
No, close though.
Oh, Jersey Shore.
Yes!
Oh, did Chris Christie have things to say?
I think everybody at some point in New Jersey was like, that Snooki makes us look bad.
Oh,
we're not all like Snooki.
But look at that. They're still doing Jersey Shores.
And also, again, so my counter to the like businesses banding together, that's just a bunch of sour grapes. And I bet they'll be happy once people show up going, is this where you guys shot the Byron Bay's TV show? Mm-hmm. I would like a latte. And they're like, okay, here you go.
And I will spend a $100 additional fee to have my picture taken.
Yeah, exactly.
In front of this Byron Bay.
I mean, but I say that also knowing that if I lived there, mm-hmm. I would be like, get the bleep out of my community.
Face. Now, can I?
That's why I said I think I could go a couple different ways with this story.
I don't want to run out of road before I can tell you another piece of this puzzle.
Oh, okay.
Now, go on the journey with me, because the Daily Mail wants to take you on a journey. Apparently, yesterday, Women's Day reported that Zac Efron was trying to pull strings to get his girlfriend, Vanessa Valadares, a role on Byron Bay's.
Didn't we not call this last week off the air?
However, there's more to the story.
But wait,
there's more. As of today, the Daily Telegraph is reporting that Zac Efron and Vanessa Valadares have broken up.
Well, that's lies, but maybe it's because she's got this new show and she can't be hitched to Zach while she does her show. I don't know. I haven't figured all that out yet, but I don't buy that. Do you buy that?
Not
because
at all.
The only story I saw about them breaking up is they claimed the source was the Daily Telegraph.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, duh. But let's go back to Women's Day, who says he's trying to get her, pull strings to get her on that
totally
show.
Totally believable, right? Because she's like influencer of the universe.
Do you know what I just learned?
What?
Do you know that she also, quote, spent time with Liam Hemsworth after he broke up with Miley Cyrus?
Oh, no.
So she is what they call a star person.
Oh, I see where you. I was like, I don't know where she's going with this.
No, you know
one.
What I mean.
But again, remember our theory is, well, I shouldn't say our theory, but like one of our cockamamie schemes is that she's like his sober coach,
mm-hmm. which means she left her post at Ye Olde Byron Bay vegan cafe.
Yeah, where she was a model,
slinging her acai bowls. Yeah.
Listening to us,
she's not.
Okay.
She's busy. Also, she's on set with him right now.
And also, she would understand the nature of her relationship with Zac Efron, so she would be like, yeah, fine.
Yeah. She's like, they got me.
Haters are going to hate.
But back to your initial Women's Wear Daily.
Women's Day.
Women's Day Wearily. I think that's totally plausible, because she's like the queen of the bays, right?
Well, she is the queen of the bays, because she's the one that's actually dating flippin' Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Like, she is Queen Bay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anywho, here's the thing.
No offense to the actual Queen Bee. Thank you.
No. But here's the actual deal. Byron Bay's is going to happen. And who's going to watch it?
We are.
Us. Duh.
Well, I'm intrigued. I will not lie. I mean, maybe it's because we talk about it so much, but I want to know what this Byron Bay is all about.
I also appreciate the fact that Byron Bay, like, thinks there's so much fancier than a reality show. Like, they're like, no, nobody.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, the minute fancy. Somebody says there's going to be a reality show in Minnesota, we're going to have opinions.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then we'll make also, some grape salad.
Spoiler alert, there will be no reality show.
That's right. Oh, you mean Ice Fishing Extreme is not going to happen?
Curling.
Wicked Walleye?
Yeah.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, what is the thing that the kids do that you just...